We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Wow.
And if you ask me, I believe people everywhere have the right to choose their own path.
Yeah, of course.
To carve out their own destiny and decide their own future. And there's no better example of that than by doing another edition of WCII. That's right.
What is he doing?
Yeah. You get to choose which clip is it.
Oh, man.
How the rest of this segment is going to end up is now in your hands. If you've never heard which clip is it, I have two viral audio clips from the internet, and we only have time to play one of them, and my co-hosts get to pick which. So, before I reveal your two options...
Dude, we're all thinking about the parent right now,
That can't still be viral.
The last time we did this, we had listeners very angry that we did not choose the parent.
Yeah, I'm not trying to sway you here, but there is a lonely parent out there who's been listening to our show every single day for weeks, hanging on our every word. Mm-hmm. Pauly does not want a cracker. He wants you to help his star shine.
Oh, that makes me want to pick him.
With that
said, who is he up against?
Here are your two options. Your first clip, I'm just going to tell you right now, extremely disappointing, but it's a short clip of a sea lion who yells just like Tom Hanks.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm not going to go into any more detail than that.
I love sea lions.
All right. Or option number two, a 55-second clip of a parrot who's taken his licks over the last few months, and his one wish in this world is to hear himself on the radio one time singing an emotional rendition of Led Zeppelin's rock classic Stairway to Heaven. So let's vote. Which clip is it, Brooke?
Oh, no.
I gotta go sea lion Tom Hanks. That sounds so funny.
It does sound funny. Yes.
Great. One vote for sea lion yelling Tom at Tom Hanks.
Sea lion Tom Hanks.
Alexis, who are you going with?
You know, Jeff, just for you, the parrot.
No, it all comes down to me.
Yes.
The parrot.
One vote
just for
the parrot. Jose, who are we listening to?
I love impressions, so I need to hear this Tom Hanks impression.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Good. I really wanted that one. I just tried to make Jeff happy.
All
Let's
right.
do it.
Yay.
Poor parrot.
The parrot once again. Okay. So you guys chose the sea lion Tom Hanks
Jeff doesn't
thing.
Even want to finish this
Okay, well, we're going to do it. Before I play it, just imagine Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway yelling at that volleyball. Picture it in your mind.
Okay, Wilson,
All right, and so you're going to hear the sea lion, and then they'll play the clip of Tom Hanks right after. It's really weird. Here it is.
Look at these. He's, like, slapping the water.
The first half of it was the sea lion, and the second half was Tom Hanks.
That was amazing.
Indistinguishable.
I want to hear it again. Well,
yeah,
I'm so glad
too.
I chose
You
that.
Only get one. We don't have time. That's it. That's all the time that we have for WCII. Tune in next week when a parrot threatens to blow up the station. Now let's move on to the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it incorrectly, your punishment is to be zapped with a dog shock collar while singing. So text in to 78592 and tell us what song you'd like to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
Alexis, the pink hair copycat Fuller.
Oh.
Do not call me the copycat. I'm not going to talk about this right now.
Uh-oh.
Alexis is going to put on the shock collar while that happens.
It makes me laugh.
Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Back in 1956, a revolutionary item was created and placed upon store shelves for purchase. It was called the Lovett, and it was the first of its kind on the market. Over the next few years, it became so popular that tens of thousands of them sold out all across the world, and that helped launch a certain company into global stardom.
Huh.
Today, they have almost 500 locations across 52 different countries, and last year alone had $48 billion in sales.
Whoa.
So all the success started thanks to the Lovett, which is not called that today. Tell me, what business did the Lovett help revolutionize?
Has anybody heard of the Lovett?
Well,
no.
It's not a thing anymore, so it's not its name.
So my first thought for you, just because of the strange name that doesn't make any sense to me, Yeah. I mean, you could say, oh, I love it, but I don't know that that's it.
Yeah.
Is IKEA, who's known for strange names. And maybe they launched with one item, like one bookshelf.
And they changed the word from love it to schnorchenschleife. Yeah.
Not a terrible thought,
no,
honestly.
I do like that
it
one.
It does make sense. If it was called a love it, would you like physically love it? Like, could it be some kind of...
No, I don't think so.
Inside a romantic device?
Yes. Thank you, thank you.
Okay. I think now... that was very suppressed in the 50s, yeah. As far as I know. Mm-hmm.
Well, it could have been something simple then. What if
Okay, what if we go the other way? What if it was a toy? There was a ton of toys that were invented in the 50s that are still popular today.
Love it sounds like a baby toy name or something.
Yeah, there's Barbie that was back then.
Let's get the question one more time.
It didn't seem so obvious in 1956, but the Love It was a very influential product way ahead of its time. Its success helped create a global brand that now exists in over 50 countries all over the world. Now, over a half century later, the Love It, which had a name change, was the inspiration for a huge company. Name that business.
Inspiration for a huge company.
Love It makes me think of a popular slogan for McDonald's. And maybe that was the one of the first sandwiches.
It doesn't feel like a food item the way he reads the... You wouldn't put sandwiches on a shelf. Necessarily.
Well, you could put a McDonald's sandwich on a shelf and it'd be fine 20 years later.
That's proven.
What if it was...
I know. It reminds me of like a button you'd hit as long as like a kid toy where you're like, love it, I love it. I don't know.
Bop it.
Yeah, like one of those things. That's what it reminds me of.
But what business would... We're supposed to name the business, right? Not the...
Right.
Not the product.
The original thing, yeah.
What if you said Mattel? Maybe Mattel is the one they saw, love it, and they're like, oh my God, that has inspired us to make Barbie, and now we're huge.
They could have bought it, rebranded it, and then wild success.
All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go with that Mattel is the brand.
Back in the early 1950s, a man was at an offsite company photo shoot, and he was in charge of transporting the furniture for it, but he was having trouble fitting it into his car.
Are you kidding me?
So, at one point, he simply sawed the legs off the table, packed his car with it, and then put it back together at the office. With one cut of the saw, he inadvertently became the first person to develop flat-pack self-assemble furniture, which became the calling card for the furniture brand IKEA.
Didn't get it right, so somebody wants to hear you sing the song Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Uh-oh.
She says we've got to hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot!
I mean... You're rock.
Yeah, that was hard.
That was hard.
It was hardcore.
Alexis Jovi.
That's your shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.